Hey yo man, it's your time. And fuck poverty.
What's up everyone? Welcome to the Phil and Leroy the Judgmental Podcast.
What's up everybody? This your boy Phil.
And I'm Leroy. We going to Harris County, Texas, where they sentenced Corey Birmingham to 10 years in prison for murdering his wife, Patricia Berman, who Carrie found out Patricia was having an affair. So the man is named Carrie. He found out that his wife was having an affair. So here's the video.
Tonight, a daughter is finding the strength to tell her mother's story. Days after that young woman's father was sentenced for murdering her, the victim recording
what's
every
going on here?
Moment in that video.
I guess he's like naked underneath the house coat.
He got his penis out or something?
Yeah, I guess.
Piece of evidence in the killer sentencing trial.
Well, as you know, jaws dropped in our newsroom when we saw it. And ABC 13's Alex Bozarchian joins us now with another big part of this case. The jury was made up entirely of women, Alex.
That's right, Eric. It was an all-female jury, which is rare, but can happen. You're not allowed to strike down a juror on the basis of sex or race, so
that's... Hey, my man said, oh, shit, I'm in trouble.
I'm shook out here. The overwhelming evidence here was a video of the murder. Despite that, they sentenced Carrie Birmingham to 10 years in prison. The maximum would have been 20.
My thing is... people cracks me up with this, and women are good for that. Well, he ain't gonna do anything. He ain't up to nothing. My man got a shotgun, and he's like loading it up and like playing around with it. When was she going
to
run?
Elmer Fudd ready to bust your ass? And you talking shit?
Right, and she just recording him like, well, he ain't gonna do anything. He's got a shotgun and he's pointed at you, but yet he's like playing around with it and all that stuff. That was time for you to run.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye, Reese.
Those were Carrie Birmingham's last words to his wife, Patricia, before he killed her with his shotgun outside their home in Spring. In the video, you can hear he
Look
fired
at him.
Three times.
Look, that's enough. That's enough for her to run and shit.
Mm-hmm.
This all going down while their teenage daughter, Olivia, was at school.
I lost both my parents that day. My dad died that day, too. Because the person who did that to my mom and my father aren't the same person.
Patricia and Carrie had roughly a 30-minute argument leading up to the shooting.
And I bet you all them 30 minutes he had that gun. I guarantee you he had that gun. For 30 minutes? Oh, no.
You really want this on video?
I'll pull it. I'm mad enough to just pull it.
Audio we obtained of several minutes prior to the video became a large part of Carrie's crime of passion defense.
I'm done.
I'm done too.
Carrie had allegedly learned Patricia was having an affair. The two's argument.
I bet she was having an affair with somebody that he knows.
Argument getting more and more heated.
Don't blame him.
Then get the fuck out.
Carrie's defense attorney, Anthony Osso, says they pled guilty directly to the all-female jury. He says their strategy was to accept responsibility, but convince jurors Carrie shot Patricia in the heat of the moment.
We never tried to justify the actions of our client, but the defense wasn't about justification. It was about why he did what he did.
Olivia finds her father's defense questionable at best.
I don't know. That sudden passion. You have to have something. You have to have made that decision within you for a while. I feel like. To do that.
Yeah, I believe in the passion thing. You don't know how somebody gonna react and come to find out that your wife was having an affair. And I, like I said, I guarantee you with somebody that he know, the neighbor or something like that.
And he fucking snapped. You know, right. TV shows about this, so it's definitely a real.
Exactly.
Somebody you really, really love.
Carrie was given a 10-year sentence with the possibility of parole.
The thing is, she looks way younger than he does.
I'm about to say the same thing. She looked like she's about 15, 20 years younger than him.
Right. And you add that on, too, and you having an affair. Yeah, I could see him snapping.
So she still got young boys fucking all over her and stuff. You know what I mean? He ain't getting no play.
Right.
Olivia says in court she spoke to her father and gave us a summary of her victim impact statement.
That no matter what was said in this trial, you know the type of woman she was.
A woman that was having an affair. What is she talking about?
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. You knew my mom was a whore.
Oh, shit. You cold.
You know who she was, and you know what you did and how he took away my favorite person in this world.
Olivia, yeah, she been vague. You know who she was. What do you mean by that? You knew she was a freak? Like, what are you saying?
Right. The woman was having an affair. What is she talking about?
She never witnessed her father physically abusing her mom, but she wanted to raise awareness that there are different types of abuse she experienced, including emotional and financial. She says while she still loves her father, she can
financial
never forgive
abuse.
Him.
Whoopie doing? Who ain't deal with that in their life?
And emotional abuse. How did she know that he was emotionally abusing her mother? Did they talk like that about?
She's not close to her dad. So now this is the green light for her to like fucking exit out of her life now.
Okay.
Obviously he ain't got no bread, because if he had bread, she wouldn't have been saying all that.
Right. So we go on to Revere Beach, Florida, where security footage shows a fight between Revere Beach counselor members Tragic McCoy and Douglas Lawson. The two started fighting after the city council meeting. This is what happens when you got two people that they was in the streets back in the day, but they never got like charges, but they still got that street mentality with suits on. Here's the report.
The new video shows the two council members face to face. Then an incident report from the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office says Councilmember McCoy makes contact with Lawson's face with his pointer finger extended.
And
Lawson
said, hold on
then
now.
Puts his stuff hold on the
now.
Table.
The guy with the glasses
video,
spoke
it
first,
shows Lawson pushing Mayor Ronnie Fielder and a security guard to get to McCoy with his. The new video shows the two council members face to face. Then an incident report from the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office says Councilmember McCoy makes contact with Lawson's face with his pointer finger extended. Lawson
like,
then puts his stuff on the table. In the video, it shows Lawson pushing Mayor Ronnie Fielder and a security guard to get to McCoy. Then the two go out of the camera's view. But the incident report from the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office says a witness, Walter James, describes what happened next between Lawson and McCoy.
Like lifted up off the ground? Or
not lifted up, I guess.
Held up by his shirt collar?
Yeah, by his blazer.
The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office also released multiple body camera interviews during their investigation.
You do desire prosecution?
You can have a conversation and have a discussion.
Yep.
And disagree, but don't put your hands up.
The incident report from the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office says Douglas Lawson told police his doctor found that his cornea was lacerated. According to the report.
Oh, that's so damn.
Time to get paid.
Lawson
uploaded know how to play the game, bull.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Hold the one.
The new video shows the two council members face to face work, but the diagnosis is redacted. Lawson also originally told police he was trying to keep the peace.
I grabbed him by the shirt collar and held him because there was no security or police in the area. There was one older security guard, but just for protection and safety of myself, I had to hold him.
But the surveillance video we received shows Lawson pushed two people out of the way.
Sir, how are you? Good to see you, my friend.
The deputy told Councilmember Lawson he found probable cause to charge both him and Councilmember McCoy with simple battery. Body camera video shows the reason for the deputy's decision.
Because your reaction to essentially almost picking him up off the ground and throwing him to the side is a battery on him. And your reaction, yes, was in reaction to an assault, but it was under control. And you went pursued Mr. McCoy back into that car.
Body camera footage caught his reaction to the news.
Assault that's under control, that sounds crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Questions?
The two would eventually sit in a room with attorneys where they declined to press charges against one another. Lawson
and they from the street. They ain't going to personal charge on stuff like this.
The statement says the video shows Mr. Lawson was not the aggressor and Mr. McCoy should seek help for his anger issue. We also reached out to Tragic McCoy, who told us he didn't see the video and told us city administration promised it would not get released.
They both wrong, because if you having words, you don't get that close to somebody's face.
Right. Well, and they also adults too. They can talk without having to go there. If it's about something with the city.
Less than an hour later, city attorney Dawn Nguyen asked us to not include the video in this news report, arguing it's confidential because it would show the security system used at Marina Villa.
I can already hear the hate.
All right. Yeah, that was it. But that's what happens when you thugging and you got yourself together, but you still got that mentality.
Oh, yeah, he assaulted you, but it was under control. And then you retaliated. What was under control? He touched me. I got the right to defend myself.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. So this is your segment again. This is your segment. Philip is the only parent of the Phil and Lee Worthy Judgmental podcast. This is his segment. He's going to give his parents' perspective on it, on everything. So here we go. We got this mom, Casey Davis. I'm about to say Daniels. Casey Davis. And her TikTok is at Domestic Blisters. And she said that she doesn't play with her children. So we'll play the video and we'll give the parent Philip comment. Here we go.
Comments on this video, but I'm gonna give you this precious.
She seemed quite lazy to me, but I don't really have a horse in that
she
race.
Is.
Parenting information, anyways. The reason that I have children of 4 and 6 that let me sleep in on a Saturday, because they'll just go play. The reason I can go and read a book while they play, that they're able to play independently, is because I just said no to them every single time they asked me to play with them for years. And eventually they stopped asking and just went off and played. Oh my God, what a horrible parent. You don't play with your kids. Simmer down. Hear what I'm saying, not what I'm not. I'm not saying don't spend time with your kids. I'm not saying don't be playful with your kids. I'm not saying don't connect with them, okay? I'm saying that I established a culture in my house that adults do not play with toys. Adults do not pretend play. I bake with my kids. I do art with my kids. I go on walks with my kids. I go to the museum with my kids.
Is do you consider video games a toy?
No.
Okay, because I was going to say, well, my father played video games with us. Does that make him like playing with toys?
She's an idiot. So she's saying she don't play with toys because adults don't play with toys, but she's teaching her kid how to cook. Kids don't cook. So she's contradicting herself in that manner. So you teaching this little minor how to cook. So when you ain't home and they start cooking the house and burn the whole damn crib up, then what?
We just got done making a scale model of the solar system together because they said they were interested in planets. Then my husband set up a science experiment for them in the shower, and they're now doing that by themselves. We just ordered some Indian food. When they get out of the shower, I'm going to probably get in bed and read a book and eat some Indian food with their dad, and they will be expected to just play like kids. But nobody tells you that the way that you get there is by saying no.
So how old are these children? They being unsupervised with y'all laying in bed eating Indian food.
I think they're toddlers, like little kids.
Okay, so they're unsupervised. Why are they laying in bed?
Because like you said, she's lazy. And at the end of the day, when she get older, them kids ain't going to have no relationship or like her.
A lot. And they're sad about it and they're mad about it. Please let me play with me. And you feel like you're the worst parent in the world for saying no to them and hurting their feelings. But I can tell you, fast
forward. All right, that was it. So, Phil, what was your thoughts as a parent? What's your thoughts about her?
I think she's lazy as hell. And she's because, like I said, I play with my daughter all the time. And when the weather breaks and it's nice out, as soon as I get off of work, she want to go to the playground. I take her to the playground. I'm playing hide-go-seek and we running around in the park and hiding behind trees and doing all type of shit. We wrestling and all that. Like, and I feel like that's what kids need too, to build, you know, that type of friendly bond with their parent. Not No, get away from me, go play on your own.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I say about the toys thing, my father played video games with, well, hell, I was like an older teen and we were still playing Madden. So I don't know what that meant, what she meant by that.
So I think it was last year. Ava was playing with her toys. I had ate an edible. So I was sitting on the couch just grooving off doing my own thing. Ava had all her toy dolls laid out and stuff. And she was like, play with me, Dad. I was like, no, you are. You go ahead. And I was just grooving this shit, right? She broke. And then I said, well, what's going on? She broke down. She had like a name for each one of these figures, and she had like Barbie, she had like some other action figure, a couple Lego figures, all of them. She had the name for all of them. She had a story behind it. This one is hurt, so he had to call the ambulance, and the doctor is coming, and this one over here is the doctor to help him, and he's crying like, and Chase said I was high, and I was just tripping. I was like, no, for her to only be like 5 years old and create this whole story about, you know what I mean, he can't walk, so they got to help him walk, like all the shit she made up, that was decent.
Right. It was decent.
Yeah, and that's what I was trying to tell. I was telling Mike that too, but she was just cracking him laughing, like, you were just high. I was like, yeah, I was high, but it's amazing that she's five and she can put a whole story together like that. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, your second video, we go into Parsboro, New Jersey, where Parsboro High School parent Aaron Thomas is facing charges after entering his child's school and confronting another student in the classroom. Here's the report.
A local father is facing charges tonight after police say she
has a pretty face too. I don't know her name.
He walked into his daughter's high school.
He got the orange shirt on, huh?
A student that he believes had been bothering her. Our Greg Payne joining us live now from Paulsboro High School. And Greg, you've been talking with parents and students, and I also understand you have the video showing this altercation.
Yes, we do, Sheba. And I mean, this situation has been the talk of the town, especially since it was all caught on camera. Now, despite the recording, there are still a lot of questions remaining on how this happened and why it happened.
I was surprised. I thought it could have definitely been handled differently.
Nyrell Thompson is a student at Paulsboro High School. She says all day her classmates have been talking about this video. That has been circulating around social media and was sent to Fox 29 News. It shows a parent on Monday who was supposed to be picking up his child entering into a classroom at the high school and immediately confronting a student.
Back in our day, when a parent or something showed up in a high school, first of all, a guard was there. Then they would take you to like the main office and you had to put in like a guest slip and all that stuff. Like, what happened, and especially now, is worse now with the people walking into school and shooting.
Yeah, so, right. So how was he able to just go right up to the class, right up to the bully?
Right. And you can walk in willy-nilly through school like that.
Student.
I didn't know to it.
The criminal complaint identifies the parent as Aaron Thomas of Gibbstown. The video goes on to show Thomas going back and forth with a student who Thomas is heard in the video saying was allegedly bothering his daughter. Moments later, it appears that an adult tries to intervene and calm the situation down when things quickly escalated again, with Thomas then beginning to argue with another student in the classroom.
I think it should have been handled parent to parent instead of student or outside of the school.
Thomas is being charged with several offenses, which include entering in an unauthorized section of the school, threatening to punch and knock
out. Is that his fault or the school security fault? That sounds like the school security fault to me.
Out a student and also committing assault, specifically by grabbing the student's arm and getting in his face.
We've been talking about it, and I've been telling my kids that if it was my son or my daughter, I would have went to the principal and handled it like that, and then I would have talked to my kids.
The Paulsboro Public School District releasing this statement stating, safety and security of our staff and students is paramount. Unfortunate situations such as these gives us an opportunity to reflect and analyze current practices to further strengthen the district's safety and security procedures to ensure that our schools are a safe place for all students and staff. Wednesday afternoon, Fox 29 News stopped by the home of Thomas to ask about the situation.
Watch out, he gonna jack you up.
That's why he stepped back.
He answered the door. Back at the high school, many parents are just happy nobody got seriously hurt during the incident.
It's always like something that you don't want happening. You don't know if he's armed, you don't know if he has a knife or anything like that. So it's very scary.
Whose fault?
Now, while we were at Thomas's house, a woman did drive up to the home and did say that she lived there, but wouldn't say who she was, but did mention
the girl's mother. Who else who's going to be?
And that the family does have an attorney, and she's hoping in the future they'll be able to tell their side of the story. Reporting live here in Paulsboro, I'm Greg Payne, Fox 29 News. Thank you, Greg.
Well, the second report is from the parent of the kid that he pushed or grabbed. Yeah, here's the report on that.
To Gloucester County now, where we're learning more about a confrontation inside Paulsboro High School. A student's mother now speaking out after her son was caught on camera face-to-face with the classmate's father.
That dad walking right into a classroom, accusing at least one student of bothering his daughter.
And Greg, you spoke with the mom. What is she telling you about what happened here?
Yeah, well, Sheba and Jason, that young man was in the classroom, and what the mother and aunt are telling us is that that young man was just trying to defend the student who was being confronted by the father.
I was just so distraught, I didn't even know what to do.
On Monday, Faith Bagby was shocked to find her son in the middle of a viral video taken inside Paulsboro High School. The video, which was sent to Fox 29, shows a parent on Monday who was supposed to be picking up his child entering into a classroom at the high school and immediately confronting a student.
I didn't know to it.
The criminal complaint identifies the parent as Aaron Thomas of Gibbstown. The video goes on to show Thomas going back and forth with a student who Thomas is heard in the video saying was allegedly bothering his daughter. The video does appear to show an adult try to intervene and calm the situation down.
Why wasn't he taken out of that classroom? You got your hand on his back like you're caressing his back. You don't look like you're trying to get him out of there.
And that's when...
Do you want to get him out of there? Like that?
The situation escalates, and Thomas starts to argue with another student, Bagby's son.
He was telling the boy that was... The guy was in his face.
Tell your son to mind his business. He ain't got nothing to do with it. He need to chill.
Don't say nothing. And that's when the guy must have and liked that and hopped in his face. So he had nothing to do with it at all. He was just an innocent bystander.
He got a lot to do with it. He put himself in it.
Paperwork shows Thomas is being charged with several offenses, including entering an unauthorized section of the school, threatening to punch a student, and assault for allegedly touching a student and getting in his face.
I'm mad at the school. I'm mad at the administrators. I'm mad at security. I've been to plenty of basketball games. They've run down on these kids. Can't even stand on the court without them running down on them.
But well, I agree with her.
An adult come into the school and act up, and everybody don't know what to do.
Exactly.
The Paulsboro School District says they are not issuing an updated statement about the incident. Earlier this week, they sent a statement saying, in part, safety and security of our staff and students is paramount. Unfortunate situations such as these gives us an opportunity to reflect and analyze current practices to further strengthen the district's safety and security procedures to ensure that our schools are a safe place for all students and staff. Meanwhile, the Bagby family has this message for Mr. Thomas.
You were wrong. Wrong all around.
And we did go to Thomas's home to try to see if the family had any comment and then also to learn who his attorney is, but they were not home for any type of comment or to let us know. We did also reach out to state and county legal officials to try to learn who Thomas's attorney is, but they have not contacted back yet. Reporting live here in Paulsboro, I'm Greg Payne, Fox 29 News.
So, oh, all right, Philip, give us your thoughts as the parent of the podcast.
I'm kind of in the middle, but I think he went about it the wrong way. He skipped a step. The first step was go to the principal. Like, I need to have a talk with his parents, and we all sit down and discuss it. Then if nothing don't get done about it, then that's when you have to just step to the kid and be like, yo, leave my fucking daughter alone. You know what I mean? But the student in the class, she must have called him because he said, is this the one right here? So yes. He must have been. So it's like the school not doing that. So obviously the teachers see that this guy is messing with, this boy is messing with the girl, but she's not kicking him out the class, calling the principal or anything about it. They're watching it go down. And that's the problem. A lot of these schools, they don't do shit about it until it's overkill. You know what I mean?
Right. Like I say, I agree with the lady. It's the school's fault because, like I said, when I was in high school, it was you couldn't just walk into school willy nilly like that. So yeah. we're all, and now it's worse now with these kids in school, like you said, with the shootings and all that stuff. Why is this parent is allowed to walk willy nilly in the classroom, roaming in the hallway and all that stuff? So he's roaming the hallway like that. Nobody said nothing to him. Like, hey, excuse me, sir, what you doing? What are you here for? So yeah, I blame the school, but it ain't my segment, it's yours.
He didn't physically hurt nobody, so he shouldn't be going to jail or anything like that, doing no time. Get a slap on the wrist for going into school like that, because you can't just go in schools like that, you know what I mean, and threatening a little kid. I mean, it like I said, is the first step, because I can see myself doing that, but not going into school. You know what I mean? If I go into school, I'm going to the principal. I'm being in the office like, you need to find this boy right now. Get my daughter out of class. Let's investigate who's bothering her. Get their parents so we can all have a sit down. You know what I mean? Right. And when that shit don't work, then that's when you got to pretty much do what you got to do.
Right.
I ain't saying beat the kid ass, but I'm saying, you know, fucking snap on him.
Right. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. That was Philip's segment as the parent of the Judgmental Podcast. He just gave us input. So thank you. Thank you, Philip. Damn. All right, y'all. You can reach the Judgmentals on Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and subscribe to our YouTube at PNL Judgmentals, Instagram at the_Judgmentals, or you can email us at PNLJudgmentals@gmail.com. All right, Phil.
Alright, y'all.
Status on my level, not my Facebook. Comments on my photos, that's why I stay on the low. Most of y'all is associates, so I be on my dolo. Hold up, walk that, whoa, hold the phone. You think all I do is rap? I can do it on my own. That's why I produce the track. Don't wonder where my crew is at. They'll be back. Niggas see me walking on the block and look like, who is that?